Estevan, Jim Spenst, who was one of Estevan's last Second World War veterans, died May 7 in Toronto at the age of 99. Craig Bird, who is the founder of the Southeast Military Museum, announced Spenst's passing on Facebook. He said Spenst was supposed to be in the Netherlands on May 5 for the 80th anniversary celebrations of the liberation of that country, but due to some health issues, Spenst only made it to Toronto before being hospitalized. Rest in peace, Jim, we have it from here. Condolences to his family on his loss, Bird wrote. According to a bio posted by Bird, Spenst served in the Royal Canadian Army Service Corps after enlisting on November 11, 1943. In an interview with the Estevan Mercury in 2018, Spenst recalled he was 17 years old and lied about his age to enlist in North Battleford. He was discharged in March 1946 and eventually settled in Estevan. On Remembrance Day in 2022, Spenst was presented with the rank of Knight with the National Order of the Legion of Honor in France, the highest French order of merit, military or civil. France's ambassador to Canada Michel Morallet traveled to Estevan in December 2023 to personally thank, recognize and honor Spenst. Both presentations happened at the Estevan branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, where Spenst was a member for 73 years. French Ambassador Michel Morallet presented Second World War veteran Jim Spenst with the rank of Knight with the National Order of the Legion of Honor in France, the highest French order of merit, both military and civil. Anastasia Bayevskaya. Last year, Spenst was among the Canadian Second World War veterans who were selected for a delegation with Veterans Affairs Canada to attend the 80th anniversary celebrations of the D-Day invasion in Normandy, France. He was photographed at the event holding an Estevan flag, proudly promoting where he lived most of his life. Spenst attended the local Remembrance Day service each year. In recent years, he lifted a torch during the reading of Flanders Field and placed a wreath at the cenotaph on behalf of war veterans. Bird said Spenst was excited about traveling to the Netherlands this month for the 80th anniversary celebrations, and he would have been extremely disappointed that he was not able to go. He will be missed by all that knew him as he was quite a character in the Legion, Bird said. Estevan Legion President Jim Frosty Forrest said Spenst held a variety of positions in the Legion. At the time he was president of the Legion here, I was a member of another branch, but I've heard all kinds of stories. Jim got a lot of stuff done here. He was a go-getter, let's get it done type, and from what I understand he ran a pretty tight ship. He's been, in a way, a bit of a mentor to me when I took on this position. Jim knew the presidency of the Legion inside out. They had many conversations over the years, and Forrest said it was always a pleasure to talk to Spenst thanks in part to Spenst's good sense of humor. Forrest noted Spenst was excited to be in France last year for the D-Day celebration, and Forrest is sad that Spenst didn't get to the Netherlands. We miss him and we certainly honor his service, as we do with all veterans. We honor his service not only in the military and wartime but also his service in the community. Jim was involved in the Legion, but he was involved in a lot of other things over the years, and he contributed a lot to this community. The Legion is looking to do something for Spenst, but nothing has been finalized. A date for a funeral service has not been announced.